This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
February, every month, is American Heart Month, and it's our great pleasure to welcome Dr. Becker from Memorial Health to the program. Do you go by Matthew or do you go by Casey?
I actually go by Casey, which was a nickname my mother gave me a long time ago, and it has stuck.
Okay, well, I wanted to make sure. I'll just call you doctor. You've earned that. when did you join the Memorial staff? 2022?
That's right. I came in early of August.
Okay. And tell me a little bit about, when we'll get into the Heart Month, but about Memorial Specialty Care Cardiology, I believe is the full title, right?
Right. So somewhat innovative in the area. So the Memorial system has sought to find people in specialty areas, meaning something more than primary care or family practice, that is going to be able to treat the folks in the Central Illinois Decatur area specifically for things like heart or gastrointestinal or infectious disease problems. And, by doing that, you have a collective, cohesive group of people right there on site every day of the week so that it's easier for folks in town to be able to get the kind of specialty care they need and not have to go other places.
All right, I get it. And that's fantastic because that's what we're looking for more and more every day is that specialty kind of experience. Why is it that 57 years after the first president to declare an American Heart Month, going back to LBJ, it's still the number one killer among people, and yet we still have all these stereotypes, specifically that it's only a male disease?
Well, so this is a topic that we could go for 7 shows on. And so I'll try and sort of summarize it. It is still the number one killer of men and women, even through COVID, when COVID was at its worst, it still was. And that's because the commonality of risk factors that we share, and frankly, worldwide, things like high cholesterol, diabetes, perhaps a little less activity than we should do, some dietary indiscretions, and then genetical traits, these all come together to coalesce to cause heart disease. And as you probably know and can imagine, when you have problems with your heart, those can be fatal. You can have gastrointestinal issues, and they can be irritating, but they don't kill you. You can have dermatological issues, bad rash, but that doesn't kill you. So cardiovascular is a common and mortal problem. And unfortunately, too, it's multifactorial. There's no magic bullet that we can cure and then, boom, it goes away.
All right. And I mean, it makes sense at a base level that it's the most important organ in the body, right? And if it stops functioning, everything stops functioning. But it seems to me that we still have all of these stereotypes. And there are things we can do, right, to make our heart health better. I mean, there are physical things we can do as people.
That's exactly right. And so let me just divide there to be two issues we should think about. Number one, and maybe most importantly, we can prevent and quite significantly prevent the odds we're going to get heart disease. That's called primary prevention. And that's something people think less about. Once you have it, once you're affected by it, we can try and treat you, and we do, and we're good at that. And that's called secondary prevention. But primary prevention is more what you're talking about. So number one, being active, trying to stay as fit as we can. You don't have to be a model athletic personality, but 30 minutes a day of cardiopulmonary exercise, which could be walking or jogging or cycling or rowing or treadmill, yoga, these things have been shown to dramatically reduce your risk. Watching your blood pressure, whether that means putting your arm in the pharmacy blood pressure cuff or checking in with your primary care doc at least once a year. Important. Cholesterol, huge. Every year, no matter how old or young you are, check it. It's so easy to treat. It's so impactful when you get it. Not smoking. That is so common still. And I'm telling you, folks, it really, really is a major problem. So these small things can go a long way to prevent developing heart disease.
Obviously, that's the message all month, Heart Month, for people to get the awareness. I don't also have a sense. Talk to me about the technology. I feel like, in the advancement of like treating cancer, I know where we are. I feel like, breast cancer, we know where we are. Some of these things that kill fewer people but get more attention. Where are we today just in how far we've come technology-wise, medical-wise, in treating heart disease?
Well, we are very fortunate that we have shared in an amazing innovation period. And so we are exceptionally good at going in and in minimally invasive techniques, opening arteries, stenting, bypassing. You know, we can replace heart valves through the groin with UAwake. We can fix faulty valves with clips and stitches. I mean, we are exceptionally blessed that we have some technologies that are just, you know, again, days I could go on. The medicines we have, the blood thinners. I mean, we're exceptionally blessed. So if you should find yourself having one of these issues, please come early, call, because we probably have something very innovative that we can do. And by the way, even though this is still the number one killer of men and women, it doesn't mean that we haven't really pounded down the numbers. We've made tremendous, tremendous inroads. It's just that it's such a common issue. Statistically, it remains number one. But we're doing great. And the funding we get from the AHA, from the government, from private industry is really helping.
All right. What are there symptoms to look for? I mean, I know we're talking about big, wide-ranging subject matter here, but are there things that people could look at their own life and go, oh, this may be a problem, or I'm noticing this?
Yeah, absolutely. So basic stuff, chest pain or pressure. It doesn't even have to be a pain. It doesn't have to be in the center of your chest. If you're living your life and you start noticing that when you're doing activity, whether that's washing the dishes, doing the laundry, climbing the steps, or being on the treadmill, and you're now starting to get a heaviness or a squeezing or a pressure, and it's going into your left or right arm or your neck or your back, and when you relax, it slowly goes away, but then it comes back, that definitely needs looked into. Sometimes people have stomach or problems. They have issues with nausea when they're active. That can be an issue. If your legs start to hurt, if your calves hurt when you go walking a certain distance and they get better when you relax, that can be vascular disease. So things like that that are different and worsening, particularly with exertion, I would want to have looked at.
All right. What all are you guys doing this month to spotlight heart disease?
Well, you know, for us, this is a 24/7, 365 month sort of thing. So, but we really want to be out in the public eye, because what we want to do primarily, what you're doing, and thank you for it, is making folks aware of how to contact us, how to interact with us, how they can, in their own houses and bedrooms, take care of themselves. So there are events. We have a community event coming up later this month, and I think we have some info for that. I think it's on February 9th. We're going to do some outreach and presentation in the community. I'll actually be doing that. There's some really interesting stuff. We're even going to talk a little bit about Commodio cordis, which was in the news not all that long ago. We'll talk about some rare, interesting things and some more common things that can, you know, more likely affect us. So stay tuned. Poke your head in anytime you want to drop by DMH and come on into the lobby and ask around. There's plenty of folks that can give info or tour. You know, we're here to try and make sure everyone knows who we are, how to find us, and, you know, honestly, let's prevent you needing us.
All right. If you could put a percentage, you know, we talk about the, you know, the number of deaths per year. How many people are living successfully with treatment, medication? I mean, I'm sure it dwarfs that death number.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, well, millions. I mean, if we look worldwide, I would bet there's a billion people that have either known or unknown symptomatic or asymptomatic coronary artery disease. And if you broaden that out to vessels of the body, it's probably more than that. So, you know, trust me, if you're 55 or older, somewhere in your body, there's probably a little bit of calcium or plaque or something like that. And that's okay. We live with it, you know, but it's important to know that there's not anyone who's necessarily immune from it. So it's a staggering number.
All right, Dr. Becker, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much. Cardiologist Dr. Becker with Memorial Heart Month, 57 years.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.